Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Emily Rodder's Ravenhill Mysteries, Green for Danger, written by Emily Rodder and John St. Clair, and read by Rebecca McCauley. Still puzzling about the robbery. I'd drawn a blank on remembering anything about the driver of the car, so I decided to think about the case from another angle. From the beginning. The emeralds were safe in the shop because there were surveillance cameras all over the place. You couldn't rob Mr. T there without your face ending up in the newspapers. But his home was different. No cameras. Someone crooked knew he'd taken them home. But who? Mr. T was a pretty careful guy. He wasn't about to start telling the world he was toting a fortune around in his pocket. I counted off on my fingers the people who must have known. Mrs. Tursus would have known. She'd probably tried to persuade him not to do it, too. She was scared after the theft of the rubies. I remembered that. But she'd hardly send in a thug with a knife to steal the emeralds. The Tursuses had been married something like 20 years, so she was out. I gathered from what Dad had said that he'd known, but I knew he wouldn't steal the emeralds. For one thing, Mr. T was his oldest friend. For another thing, Dad just wouldn't. He might be a smart operator in business, but he wouldn't take a cent that he didn't think belonged to him. Miles Silvestro, Mr. T's assistant, would have known. Could he have done it? He was a boring, fussy sort of guy, but that didn't mean he was honest, did it? Of course, Miles had worked for Mr. T for years, practically ran the business now in many ways, but that didn't really mean anything either. He could still have decided to make a killing on his own account. If he had a fortune, he wouldn't need to work ever again, would he?